Folks, this is Scott Reeder, founder of Suspect Convictions. I want to recommend a really good podcast to you. It's called Over My Dead Body. It's brought to you by Wondery. We all have limits, and some people who are pushed beyond those limits will do unspeakable things. In Tally, the first season of Over My Dead Body, Dan and Wendy are two good-looking attorneys whose wedding is featured in the New York Times. When this perfect couple falls apart, it leads to a bad breakup, a worse divorce, and a murder case involving a menagerie of high-priced lawyers and unexpected co-conspirators. From Wondery, the team that brought you Dirty John and Dr. Death, Tally is a story that says as much about love and marriage as it does about justice and revenge, and the lengths some people will go to get what they want. It is hosted by Matthew Scheer. Again, the show is called Over My Dead Body. I highly recommend it. It's available on most podcasting platforms. Thank you.
One morning, attorney David Latt was sitting in his apartment in D.C., flipping through the Sunday New York Times, when he arrived at his favorite part of the paper.
I have to confess, I am a devoted reader of the New York Times wedding announcements.
Latt loves the wedding section, even though the vast majority of couples are total strangers to him.
They are looking for people with impressive pedigrees. They are looking for people who are photogenic.
But on that morning, he spotted a pair of familiar faces.
They were both a very impressive, accomplished young lawyers. They were a very nice-looking couple. So if anyone was going to make it into those pages, it was going to be Dan and Wendy.
Latt began to read. Wendy Jill Adelson, the daughter of Donna Sue Adelson and Dr. Harvey J. Adelson of Coral Springs, Florida, is to be married this evening to Dan Eric Markell, the son of Ruth Markell and Phil Markell of Toronto. The bride, 26, is keeping her name.
I think it was the best wedding I've ever been to.
Avery Kohlers was a high school buddy of Dan's. He made the trip to Boca Raton for the celebration, as did hundreds of other friends and family members. The weather, perfect. The venue, extravagant. And at the center of all of it, the happy couple. Dan and Wendy danced for hours with their guests.
It just felt like it was overflowing with joy and love. I mean, that sounds so corny.
I actually found an email I sent to Dan on March 4 of 2006. Hi, Dan. Congratulations and best wishes to you and Wendy. I'm sitting at home reading the Sunday Times, and lo and behold, there you are. Best, Dave. And it's funny, Dan actually responded because Dan was a very diligent email responder, even though he was on his honeymoon.
Greetings from Club Med, he wrote.
And then I responded, you're checking email on your honeymoon. You truly are a cyber addict. I thought I was bad. Don't respond to this email. Hope you're having a wonderful time.
So what makes a good marriage anyway?
I guess I would say that crucial to a good marriage is mutual respect. Love, of course, but also respect.
But as you can probably guess, this isn't a story about the happy ever afters, the lucky ones, the couples who grow more inseparable with age. Not even close.
I have to be a little circumspect here because over the years, I've become very familiar with the libel laws of the United States. So I don't think I'm going to give my personal view here.
It's a story about the opposite, a bad marriage, a worse breakup, a brutal divorce.
And he stormed out. And did he say something like, I told you, you should never be marrying her?
This is probably the biggest story I'll ever work on. Probably the biggest story in Tallahassee ever, I would say.
And everything that came after.
Somebody else fucking knows something because this shit would have not came out unless he told someone else. But there's nothing.
I have never said to anyone that my mom is a dangerous person.
Oh, are you saying that you think maybe one of your friends would have done something like
that? Who would do this?
Baby, you're guilty. You've got his scent on your hand.
that man.
From Wondery, I'm Matthew Scherr, and this is Over My Dead Body. I've been a magazine writer for about a decade now, and during that time, I've written some crazy stories. I've written about an Orthodox rabbi who tortures husbands into granting divorces to their wives. And I've written about some colorful characters, too, like Stormy Daniels' attorney, Michael Avenatti. But I can say that this particular case is the single craziest story I've ever reported on. It says at least as much about marriage and love as it does about revenge and justice, and the lengths we'll go to get even. To listen to this story, search for Over My Dead Body wherever you're listening right now. Listen today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. And make sure you subscribe, because this is a developing story, and we'll be giving you updates over the next several weeks.